We're going to be speaking with an amazing woman, Vicky Milazzo. If you're one of those people that's ever called me or emailed me and said, how do you work from home? How do you get a flexible schedule? How did you manage to put all this together? Well, I tell you what, I went to her website, and she made me want to go train with her and start a whole new job. Give you an idea of what Vicky does. Vicky does legal nurse training. Most of her students are middle-aged women who are now making $100 to $150 an hour, work from home, and have flexible hours. So I'm going to tease you with that little bit and let you know that Vicky's going to be on in about 10 minutes or so talking about what she does, how she does it, and the five promises she has made to herself that make her successful. And she's narrowed it down to five things, which are really interesting. But I also want her to tell us a little bit about what she does and how she trains people, because it just sounded, it sounded like a great opportunity for a lot of folks that have come up to me and said, you know, I have just got to find something I can do from home and still make a decent living. So we're going to find out about that. Joining me this hour is a pretty amazing woman. You know, I started to go through the entire list of things that she's done, and there's just too many things. Wait, I don't have that. My show's not that long. Vicky Milazzo is joining us right now. Her website is legalnurse.com. But she is one amazing woman. I did want to read a couple of things. Vicky is self-made. She quit her job as a critical care nurse to become a legal nurse consultant by day and a law student by night. Excuse me. She built her company out of a tiny one-bedroom condo in the Greenway Plaza area of Houston and leased office space only after her business grossed $1.2 million. And she is well beyond that. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dana. Thanks for having me here today.
The thing that first caught my attention on Vicky was the five success promises I make daily. And I loved these five. And then when I started getting into what you do, Vicky, it's just amazing. So I'm going to start with the promises, but then we have to go into what you do, because I have so many people that call me and say, you know, God, you work at home, you got a flexible schedule, you make good money. How did you manage to pull all this off?
I managed it with great discipline and staying focused on those big things.
Well, let's go to the five success promises. The first one is so near and dear to my heart because it's what I say all the time. Passion, passion, passion.
Yes, that's promise number one. I will live a passionate life. And, Dana, this is about waking up every day to not just a life that we love, but a career that we love. So often people are focused on, you know, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. I say, why not thank God it's today, whether I'm at work or whether I'm out playing and doing that favorite recreation of mine.
And you really do. I mean, you must have an incredible passion for what you do. And I hear people say, oh, I don't want to go to work. I'm up at 5 o'clock on the Internet, but it's because that's where I want to be. It's not because I have to. But I enjoy, you know, researching my guests and finding more guests for the show. So I think, you know, we say passion a lot on this show. Maybe sometimes people get tired of it. But I think the people that get tired of it don't have it. I mean, do you feel the same thing that when you're talking to somebody about passion, the people that know what you're talking about truly have a passion for what they do?
Yes, I agree with that. And when somebody's passionate, they feel it, they know it. And if somebody's not feeling it, if they're not sure what their passion is, they shouldn't give up. They should keep searching for that passion. It's there. We just have to trust what I think of as our intuitive vision to find that passion.
It's my my stepson. He's almost 17. He's like, Mimi, I don't have any idea what I want to do. I was like, honey, I went to college when I was 16, and I had not a clue what I wanted to do the first year or so. And then I auditioned for that radio station, and that's all she wrote. I said, you'll know it when you find it. All right, promise number two, I'm going to go for it or reject it outright. Elaborate on that one.
I love that promise because that's what it's all about. Most people, they want to wait for those conditions to be perfect, and that's never going to happen, Dana. It's perfectly okay to say, you know what, this is not right for me, and you say, I'm going to reject it outright. But the key is for most of us is we hold back, and what we have to do is if we know that something is right for us, we have to go for it. And I always say, and I'm sure you do this for yourself, too, what's the worst possible thing that can happen? And unless it's serious bodily injury or death, I say go for it.
I used to tell my staff at the space store, you know, it's not brain surgery. No one died today. We're fine.
Yes, and working in hospitals, that gave me enormous perspective for what's really important in life. And a lot of people, they're so afraid. They're afraid to get out there and try something new and different, or they're afraid to fail. So what if they fail? At the end of the day, what are we going to be thinking about? We're going to be thinking about, you know, did we go for it or did we not?
I like your analogy on that because I can relate to your analogy and some papers you sent me, and that is I'm terrified of heights as well, but you went for it. You stepped out of that airplane to skydive, and you're right, you can't step back in.
Yes, you're talking about that skydiving experience, and I'm terrified of heights. And two women in my office wanted to go for it, and they asked me to do it, and I said, okay, I'm going with you. And I was terrified, but for me, that was such a great experience because it reminded me what it was like to be terrified, and it helped me work with my students because business was not terrifying to me, but jumping out of that airplane sure was. So I relate to those students who are terrified or people who have those entrepreneurial desires and they're afraid to go for it.
I'm married to a pilot, Vicki, who says there is absolutely no reason to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. So I'm kind of sticking with him on that one. Promise number three, I will take one action step a day toward my career goals.
Yes.
Talk about that one a little bit.
Success is in the motion, Dana. And what I tell students and people who really want to go for it is that you can have all the passion for something or all the vision, but if you don't have the action to back that up, and I'm talking about action in those big things, not just email and the internet every day, and not that stuff that's non-productive. I'm talking about real action. That's where it happens. Success is definitely in the motion.
All right, number four, I will commit to being a lifetime student. What do you mean by that?
That one, what that means is every day you have to be willing to learn, to grow. Entrepreneurship requires enormous agility and enormous enterprising skills. And the only way you can continue to be agile and enterprising is to learn and to grow. And there's so many wonderful mentors out there to learn from, whether we're talking about a writer or a speaker or another entrepreneur. We should be learning from as many people as we can.
And ask questions, and no matter who you meet, whether it's the CEO of a Fortune 500 corporation or your cab driver from the airport, talk to people, ask questions. What do you do? Why do you do it? Do you enjoy what you do? I feel like I learned so much from anyone I talk to.
Absolutely, and you're describing something that Da Vinci loved, which is curiosity. And any entrepreneur who has that curiosity is bound to succeed, aren't they?
Well, and we guess it, but and we go back to one of the other ones you said, though, you are going to fail occasionally. You got to not worry about that. You just you get up, you dust yourself off, and keep moving forward.
Dana, for people who are listening, I would love to share a couple of my failures because I think, again, often we look at people's successes and we don't understand what they've been through to get to where they are. But for me, I've had my own failures, and it was not always easy. One example of a failure was losing a major client when a law firm dissolved. I saw that, though, as an opportunity to continue to grow and expand my business in a new direction that I was really interested in, and that was the education part of the company. So we can see a failure as an opportunity or as a learning experience, or we can see it as something that's going to keep us from going for it the next time.
You know, I just say you got to go for it. And promise number five, I believe as a woman, I really can do anything.
That's my favorite promise of all because that's what it's all about, is believing that you can do what you see. So it's not just visioning it or envisioning what you want. It's being in the moment of the belief that, yes, I can accomplish that. And each one of us has a success that we can look to. For me, working with patients in the hospital and seconds making the difference in saving a patient's life. When I saw that I could do that, then I knew I could do anything. And that has definitely helped me. But, you know, any time I've not gone for it, it's because I did not believe. We all have to work on that one every day.
Well, and you've got to feel it in your heart if you're going to go after it. It's the five success promises. We're speaking with Vicki Milazzo, a very, very successful businesswoman, business person, here in the Houston area and all over the country. Now, you also do some training for folks who want to work at home. We've got to take a break here, but I want to come back and talk a little bit about this because I hear this from so many people, male and female, saying, you know, I'd like to work from home. I'd like things to be a little more flexible. So stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it is you actually do and the education side of your business. You are listening to The Art of Doing Business. I'm Dana Steele, and we are the Biz Radio Network. We're speaking with Uber entrepreneur Vicki Milazzo. Vicki is basically the pioneer of legal nurse consulting, starting back in the early 80s, with profits well into the millions now. Articles written about her all over the country, and some incredible success stories. Now, we've been talking about the five success promises, and those are available on your website, aren't they, Vicki?
Yes, they are, www.legalnurse.com/promises.
All right, we'll put a link. I've got a link to legalnurse.com. If you go there and type in promises, you'll get to that. So we'll make sure we have a direct link to the promises as well. Let's talk a little bit about what you do, because when I started looking at some of the people that you've trained and that have gone through your programs, and you know, nursing is not for everybody, but somebody listening to this show could decide that, you know, being a legal nurse consultant maybe is for them, because you can work from home. You can be somewhat flexible with your hours. So explain to me a little more about what this entails.
Legal nurse consultants are registered nurses. They consult with law firms and insurance companies on any type of medical-related matter, whether it's a medical malpractice case, a products liability issue. And for listeners out there, if they have some type of expertise that they could turn into a consulting business, that's what they want to be thinking about.
What, I mean, is it, you're doing legal nurse consulting, but you've also sort of stepped out with this advice for entrepreneurs. And what made you decide to expand on what you do? Because let's face it, what you do really well.
Thank you, Dana. What really motivated me to expand and speak to other entrepreneurs is the messages that I've heard from many of the nurses that I've trained. When you think about it, the average registered nurse has no business training whatsoever. And if a registered nurse can take their expertise and turn that into a business, which they do, which these nurses do, then anybody out there can do it if they have an expertise that is sellable, and if they have those enterprising skills and the action that we talked about earlier.
There's a list of questions that I guess your publicist had put together for me, and I don't even normally look at these, but there's one that caught my attention.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. I didn't come up with this, but I am going to read it. When you've spent years and years doing one kind of job, what's the first step you should take to accomplish your goal of becoming an entrepreneur for the first time in your life?
The very first step is to sit back and listen to whether there's a passion that can go with the expertise that you've learned through that job. Then you have to envision that passion into an entrepreneurial job or position and do the research and the study. And that's where we definitely go back to promise number four, being that success student for life. When I decided to go out and start a business, I didn't just go do it. I couldn't afford a lot of books, but I got myself inside that library and read as much as I could, and I talked to everybody I could. And I'm glad you said you can even talk to a cab driver, because one person that definitely helped me when I first started was a woman who worked inside her home as a typist. So we don't think of somebody like that as a big business owner, but they, even somebody like that has some skills to teach us.
You're a big advocate, I think, from what I've read, of having a mentor, somebody you can go to and ask questions and sort of guide you through it. What's the best way to choose somebody to mentor you?
Great question. People always ask me, Vicki, who's your mentor and who's that one mentor that helps you succeed? For me, I couldn't say there's ever been one mentor, but in my life there's been many mentors. And the way to find those mentors, again, is through networking and being in the right places, getting out there. I always teach our students that you cannot make things happen by sitting in your room at home and waiting for it to come to you. You have to get out there. So the more we get out there and get to know people who are successful, to model after those people that we believe are successful, to read books, to study, listen to tapes or CDs, all of that is how we can find mentors. And I think many mentors teach us different things. I've had mentors that have taught me hardcore entrepreneurial skills, and I've had mentors that have taught me how to renew and enjoy my life along with my successful business.
Okay, there's an old saying that I hate, but it's still there. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yet I have people in their, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s who've come up to me after listening to the show and say, hey, you've given me the motivation to get out there and try something I always wanted to try. Do you, I guess what I want to hear you say is yes, anybody at any age can go out and pursue their passion.
Absolutely. And that old dog has a lot of expertise that they can turn into some new tricks. Dana, I was on the phone today with a woman, 74 years old, still working, and she shared with me that it's her intention to keep going after it until she's in her 90s. And she said, Vicki, that is what keeps me young. So we can always turn our expertise into an idea, an entrepreneurial idea.
I'm sure my mother will be thrilled I've given her age on the radio, but she'll be 76 in September, and she's still working.
Congratulations.
Full-time, running her own business, makes her own hours. It's a flexible business, and she's amazing. And she says the same thing. You know, she loves what she does, and it's what gives her a reason to get up every morning and get dressed and keep going.
That is fantastic.
So, and I want her to keep going because I'm looking for that inheritance.
Ah.
And I need her to get
Well, I hope my husband doesn't hear this part of the conversation. He might not be happy if he hears I'm going to be working into my 90s.
And you know we will. You know we will. We're happy with what we do. We love what we do, and we're going to keep it up. What are some of the biggest obstacles, if any, that entrepreneurs face when they decide to take this step, maybe at a later stage in life?
I think the biggest obstacle for most people is the fear of failure. And we talked about that earlier, you know, just asking that question, what's the worst thing that can happen? Certainly, we don't want to risk something like bankruptcy, for example. But rejection is a good thing if that rejection leads to something more positive, like growing a business or growing an idea. But I would say that fear is what keeps most people from succeeding and from going for it.
And we're going to run out of time here. One more question. I noticed that, you know, you pretty much stayed working out of your home until you were well over $1 million, grossing $1 million in your company. And I'm impressed with that because so many people think the minute they start making any money whatsoever, they've got to get the fancy business cards, the fancy offices. It's what all the dot-com, you know, dudes did with all their money is they went out and got all these fancy offices. You don't have to do it, do you?
No, and my philosophy is to live beneath my income, and that allows me to make those free decisions for growing the business, enjoying the business, and doing the things that I'm passionate about. When I was first out of law school, and of course, you know, I never practiced law, but I was always very interested in it, I was offered a partnership, and it was my passion and the fact that I was living beneath my income that allowed me to go inside and know that that was not the right decision for me, to stick with my business, even though at that time, that offer for that partnership, I saw as leading to more financial income. Now, today, I've exceeded that, of course, but I didn't know that at the time. And the only way we can make those kinds of, I think, heartfelt decisions is to live beneath our income.
Well, I'm definitely going to have you back on again. Vicki Milazzo, you can go to LegalNurse.com or go to LegalNurse.com/promises and get her 5 promises. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're starting or you're in right now. Those 5 promises will take you a long ways. Vicki, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you, Dana. What a pleasure. And you're such a dynamic woman, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and the listeners today.
Thank you so much. Remember, anytime you hear an author or just any of the guests on the show that you want to hear them again, you can go to danasteele.com, DanaSteele.com. Click on Show Archives. Also, if they're an author, their book will be available, or like today, Vicki Milazzo, there'll be a link to her website, and you can print out a copy of her 5 success promises. So right there, all in one convenient location. You listen to the archive, you find the website, you order the book, all right there. That's danasteele.com. Thanks to Vicki Milazzo today, also Tony Shelton. There'll be an archive of today's show available at danasteele.com in just a few minutes.